This is Get Ready for Workday, a podcast series to support Mass General Brigham's transition to Workday in January 2025, brought to you by the Business Excellence Program. Each episode will share high-level information on topics of change and then point you to related resources for continued learning. Thanks for joining. Let's get started. This episode will begin our introduction to the training approach for Workday. There are many details about the training plan featured on the Business Excellence Vitals site, the training pathways for each role type, timelines for availability, formats of training, and more. And all of those details will be discussed in future episodes. But we're actually starting with a conversation that addresses a foundational element of being ready to learn, how to prepare your mindset and manage your habits to be ready to learn new things. This is a topic that really pertains to all kinds of change you may encounter. But as it's applied here, we're talking about getting ready for Workday. Let's listen in on a conversation between Business Excellence team members Deb Littlefield, Organizational Readiness Learning Lead, and Mark Caramonti, Training Delivery Consultant, about the Empowered Learning Series and getting ready for Workday training. Quick note to our listeners, some of our sessions are recorded remotely with virtual meetings, so thanks for bearing with us as our audio quality may seem different from episode to episode.
So Deb, we're here today to talk about the Empowered Learner Series. What is it and why is that something that would be of interest to our learners?
The Empowered Learner Series is about preparing for change. And in this case, it's Workday. But it's applicable across all change that we tend to experience. And here's why it's important. The challenge is our brain tricks us into thinking that we do the old way easily, even though it's familiar, but we assume that it was always easy. We forget we had to learn the old way. And at this point, it has just become so familiar, we don't remember that it was hard. It's relatable if you tend to be someone who buys something that needs to be assembled, and rather than go straight to the instructions, you go straight to building it yourself. Until you hit a roadblock or something goes wrong, and then you have to do rework and backtrack based off the instructions. The empowered learner approach helps us avoid that frustration and backtrack and rework. It helps us follow a step-by-step process to learning that can minimize that frustration. Now, why does it come up at all? We assume that handling change is a matter of whether or not we're smart. And we're all smart, so this should be easy, right? But learning new things isn't about being smart. It's about preparing for the new ways. And the Empowered Learner Series is about that preparation. It's a series of videos, accompanying workbooks, and it's designed to help us learn things as easily as possible.
So then how would we prepare for change?
There are three key points in preparation for change. They're simple, they're straightforward, but it makes the difference between a frustrating go live and a smooth go live. The first thing is to realize we have to prepare for change before the change. This is the reality that if we try to wing it, it's going to result in a great deal of frustration. The more prepared we can be for the change, it becomes a mindset of preparation for learning, and it will minimize frustration at go live. Step two is we need to educate ourselves. Find every training video, every piece of information we can, and start preparing now. That's why we're launching the training program 10 weeks before go live, because we want everyone to have ample opportunity to get into the courses, the tools, the job aids, and get as familiar as possible ahead of time to educate ourselves. The third step is around engaging your manager to have their support so you can start learning in increments. We often hear from our team that people say, I don't have time to engage in change readiness. And that makes sense because we're all incredibly busy. The reality is, however, that part of change readiness is understanding that the investment and time you put in now will actually save you time at go live and afterwards. There's less rework, there's less frustration, and working with your manager to make sure you have time to plan is a critical step. So consider the idea of committing an hour a week before go live to schedule time to just learn as much as you can, practice, look at, read everything available so you can be prepared ahead of time.
This tool sounds like it's a way for an employee to be able to be self-sufficient with their learning, but at the same time, it's an interactive tool with their manager. Is that accurate?
That is completely accurate. When we talk empowered learner, we're talking about preparing for change so you're not just reacting, and this drives down frustration. But to prepare for change, you need your manager's support. You need your manager to say, yes, let's schedule you time to prepare ahead of time. This program is a series of video and workbooks that detail exactly how to do that, how to work with your manager, and how to prepare in pockets of information. They provide key strategies to help employees navigate change with minimal disruption to daily work. It provides quick, actionable instructions, and it helps walk you through how to get manager support to do it. The workbooks I mentioned are downloadable, fillable PDFs, and they reinforce the learning. So it's not a matter of just watching a video and then moving on about your day. It's about engaging with the video, using the workbook. So you're taking notes, you're writing down, okay, based on what I'm hearing, this is what I need to go find. This is how I need to understand it. And the videos, the workbooks, all the links are already live and on the Business Excellence Vitals page right now, so you can get started. If you go to the Workday training section, everything's there and it's ready for anyone who wants to start taking charge of their learning.
It seems like a great way to put in the work ahead of time now, so you're saving time on the back end once Workday comes. So it's probably a few minutes each week starting now, and that will help with preparing for the training program come October. Is that correct?
Exactly. It helps you build learning into your weekly schedule so that you are constantly in preparation for run-up to Workday without it being a large time constraint. We've seen happen, and I know from personal experience, that if I wait to the last minute because I assume something is going to be easy and then it's not, I get frustrated and I want help immediately. With the size of this organization, if I don't do my own due diligence, then it could be a while before I get an answer from a person. And I want to be able to get the information myself so I don't get into that situation. I hate being frustrated, and I assume I'm not the only one. So the steps we take now keep us from getting in a situation that drives up our frustration. And this tool, this series, helps us take charge of our learning, prepare for the training program, and then when go live comes, we will have done everything we could to create a smooth and uneventful go live for each of us. We are such a cutting edge organization. Organizational change is happening to all of us what feels every day. So this series is designed to help us all become empowered learners, so we are proactively learning rather than reacting in the moment. And no matter what the category of change is, this mindset helps us bring about a productive learning experience rather than having it be reactive and frustrating.
Is the Empowered Learner series only tied to Workday?
Workday is our current application, but it's really a mindset around becoming an empowered learner, and it puts learning in our control. So it's applicable for anything that comes after Workday as well.
Thanks for listening. Episodes of Get Ready for Workday are released weekly. To have new episodes launched directly to your device, follow the series in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For more information on the topics in this episode, visit the Business Excellence Vitals intranet site. Many thanks to the Organizational Readiness team and to the entire Business Excellence team for your great work on this program. Just a reminder, this series is intended to specifically support Mass General Brigham's Workday journey. If you are a listener from another organization, remember that what is described in this series may not pertain to your instance of Workday. Thank you for listening, and check back next week for a brand new episode.